AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. The second convicted killer who escaped from a maximum security upstate New York prison 3 weeks ago has been shot and taken into custody.
The Franklin County Sheriff says David Sweat was shot Sunday afternoon in Constable. He says Sweat was transported to a medical center in Malone. Fellow inmate Richard Matt was killed in a confrontation with law enforcement officers on Friday. Authorities say the pair used power tools to saw through a steel wall and several steel steam pipes, bashed a hole through a 2-foot-thick brick wall, squirmed through pipes to escape early on June 6th from the Clinton Correctional Facility in Dannemora. I'm Julie Walker.
Spooked by rumors concerning impending fuel shortages, drivers are flooding gas stations across Greece, leading the country's biggest refiner to issue a statement reassuring that there is enough reserves. Refiner Hellenic Petroleum says that they maintain fuel reserves for several months, that the supply of their refineries with crude oil is assured. Rainbows and good cheer are out in force this weekend as hundreds of thousands of people pack gay pride events from New York City to Seattle, San Francisco to Chicago to celebrate a Supreme Court ruling legalizing same-sex marriage. In San Francisco, parade spectator Monique Washington says she and her partner wanted to go to the parade to celebrate the high court's decision.
It means a lot to all of us to be free, to be able to have freedom to marry.
Near final results give a pro-European Union candidate a comfortable lead in the runoff vote for mayor of Moldova's biggest city today, in an election seen as a test of whether the former Soviet Republic moves closer to the European Union or to neighboring Russia. This is AP Radio News. The Grateful Dead have started their finale.
The four surviving members of the Grateful Dead launched their Fare Thee Well tour, the band's last night in Northern California.
Everyone was really, really happy to be there.
Andrew Adishak drove 6 hours from Los Angeles to attend the first of the Dead's final five gigs.
It's great to see how much the band was enjoying themselves.
The lifelong Deadhead says he hopes to make tonight's second show in Santa Clara, plus next weekend's finishing three in Chicago, for a total of 41 Grateful Dead concerts.
It's a shame there's only four more shows.
I'm Matt Small.
In baseball games today, the Interleague game had Milwaukee beating Minnesota, Baltimore and Cleveland, Washington and Philadelphia are playing doubleheaders. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.